big rocks and all that sort of thing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to another startling edition of the Johnny James Rotten podcast.
Yeah, featuring.
With me, he's just lucky to be here.
Yeah, sidekick.
Guest and sometime sidekick.
Sidekick.
W. McWall. And we all know what the W stands for, don't we, John?
We've been through that.
Yeah. I know, but I just, yeah. You know, but not everybody hears every pod.
No, that's, oh, don't they?
No.
Oh, don't they?
Well.
Why do we go to the bother of making them consecutive then?
I didn't know we did.
Well, I thought we did. Right on.
Well, yeah, consecutive, but the trouble is, it's like, you know, a month later, isn't
it? But what do you want me to do about it?
Oh. Off to a hot start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good to see that you're pleased to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's like trying to get Axl Rose out of his dressing room.
What's that?
Axl, come out. Come out. It's trying to get the dealer.
Axl!
It's like trying to get Mick Mars back on stage with the crew.
The dealer.
The dealer man.
Did you see that?
Because you sent me a photo.
I did.
You did. I've usually got your emails on, you know, on the blocker, but go to spam. But this one got through because of the photo in it.
Did you read it?
No, I saw the picture, though. And it was a picture of, allegedly a picture of a Motley Crue show in a stadium. And there was a stage at one end, and then there was like about 50 rows of people, and then there was a massive gap to the back of the stadium. That's what
oh, yes, because there was nobody there.
That's what the picture was implying.
Yes, I took
said,
a while to understand.
Yeah,
it.
You said, this is the real, this is what's really happening on the Motley Crue tour. That was the caption.
I don't think I'd have gone that far.
I think you did. I think you said, this is the Motley Crue tour.
Well, I think that's probably what someone sent me and I just passed it on.
Yeah.
But do you think...
That was one of the nights Def Leppard had played first.
Was it?
I don't know.
Wow, John Hotton starting controversy and ripping off the kids.
Well, I mean, if you'd watched Def Leppard do their pristine set.
Yes, with no technology at all.
No, and it was getting late. You know, now here come Motley Crue. And there's
Without the dealer.
And Nicky Sixx.
Knowing that they're just also using technology.
Yeah, but they're still terrible. You'd watch like 10 minutes of Vince. And then you go. That's what I do.
As much as that.
Well, first couple of songs, maybe.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Just essentially to see if he falls over.
See, Def Leppard using technology works.
Yeah, because they've always used technology.
And their records are so, you know, the good ones, the famous ones, are so production. They are all about the production.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So you can't just come out and be, we're gonna busk it tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, you've got a one-armed drummer, you know.
Yeah, so
and no keyboard player visible.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course you want them, but Crue, I mean, there's no production whatsoever.
No.
A good drummer, a mediocre bassist, mediocre singer, and the dealer.
Yeah, and the dealer's not there.
Yeah, how can you see Motley Crue?
John Five, you know.
Who gives, I mean...
You see John Five, it's right, oh. I'm off. That's it. I've seen Def Leppard.
Well, his full name is John 5 out of 10, isn't
it? Yeah.
Now he can look as...
Johnny Average.
Johnny, never heard of him, Average.
Yeah.
Johnny walks straight past me in the street.
Yeah, and Johnny playing Mick Mars' guitar lines. You know, that's what he's doing.
Or is he just miming?
And they've really got a recording of the dealer.
The dealer.
And the dealer doesn't even know that.
Maybe that's part of the deal that the dealer dealt them.
Yeah. So how long is it going on for, this tour? It's been going on forever.
Oh, it's all summer. Yeah, yeah. Summer, you know. What are they, in that Def Leppard song, you know, what is it, 24/7 weekend?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, okay. I've
never heard that.
No, I don't
think it's anything they live by anymore. I think it's more like it's 10 o'clock, Match of the Day's on. Shall we sit down and watch that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So, latest crew controversy then, that not many people are really that interested in them without the dealer.
You want the original. It's like Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses said, right, we're now doing a tour with the five, the original five. Bang! All of a sudden, everyone's there again. Everyone's interested again.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. That's how you make the interest.
What if they said, look, Slash, you know, he's got some illness, he can't make it, so we're going to bring in John Five and
a
half.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah, no one cares.
Who cares?
I saw a picture of Slash without his top hat. Have you seen it? No, well, sort of straggly.
Yeah.
But he's kind of just weird, because you don't imagine what the top of his head's like. You just don't imagine he even has a top of his head.
Well,
but he does. It changes the shape of his face. He doesn't look like Slash.
If you look at the old pictures, the original sort of pictures that came out with Guns N' Roses, there's loads of pictures of Slash without his hat. That hat was really, you know, really when Appetite came out.
Well, he stole
out,
it off CC DeVille, didn't he? Yeah, we all know that.
Yeah, so as I was saying,
seamless. That was no one's going to know this.
That
any
stop
kind of interruption,
right,
there.
See, that's a professional.
That's
at work.
How you do it. That's how Mutt Lang does it.
That's. I said, Mutt, if you want to learn how to do it properly, watch and listen.
Yeah.
Listen, Mutt. Both ears, I said. Slash, in the early days, I remember there was one interview I did with him for Kerrang, and Ross took him out to do a session with him. No hat.
Yeah.
He just looked fabulous. I mean, just amazing hair. So for me, the hat, which he stole from CC DeVille.
He did.
It only really lasted that initial Appetite for Destruction, Welcome to the Jungle period. I'm pretty sure he wore it in the Sweet Child video. He didn't wear it in the Paradise City video.
Right.
And he wasn't wearing it on stage in those days because he had this big mop of hair. He only started wearing it again, I think, with like Velvet Revolver, maybe.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
And
no one would have seen that then.
God, it's 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, he came into the Classic Rock office and I was editing a one-off Slash special for them about his new album. And
so about his new hat.
Well, he came in with the obligatory two enormous bodyguards, and the hat was in a box, okay? So he goes into the, as it were, dressing room to get some makeup and do his hat, and I'm in there chatting to him, and of course he's having to look at the mirror, so he has to turn his back to me. As he turns his back to me, I'm going, oh, because he's got that...
He's got
around the crown.
He's,
you know,
receding.
You're receding. Yeah.
Dude, you're receding.
In LA from a chick. I mean, that's that was
devastating.
That I never got over it.
No, I know, you haven't done.
I mean, I still had hair back then, but after that, it fell out the next day. It fucking fell out.
You should
out.
Have said that to Slash. Like, dude, you're receding.
I didn't have two huge bodyguards, otherwise they wouldn't have said that. No, I could see. Well, I mean, you know, the man was at this point, he was
in his late
10
50s.
Years ago. Yeah. Hang on, he was 23 in 88. So 33. Yeah, he was in his mid 40s. And I think.
Mid 40s?
Oh, no, is that no good?
Fuck. Well, if he was 23 in 1988, 10 years ago, he wasn't in his mid 40s, was he?
Hang on. 10. Yeah. Oh, well 50. I don't fucking
know.
I don't know.
How
do I know?
10 years ago.
He was born in 65.
Right.
So 10 years ago would be 2012. So I think it was 2012.
Oh, okay, 2012, yeah.
So that's what?
Yeah, he'd have been in his 50s.
35. No, he'd be 47.
Yeah, well, whatever. So he's receding when he's 47.
Round the crown, you know? I mean, you've obviously had your...
That was 10 years ago.
over 10 years.
Yeah.
So can you imagine now?
What it's like. Probably looking more like, I don't have to imagine. I saw it.
Was it, how crusty the clown was it?
It's sort of stringy and stringy, because I think he'd just taken the hat off, so he's a bit sweaty as well.
Yeah, because he has to have that.
You have to it's like unscrewing a lid. It's like, you know, when you get a lid off a jar of pasta, sort of have to twist it one way, then the other way. The first time, and then it comes off.
There's a knack to it.
That's what one of the bodyguards does, or gets his head, just squeeze it. So just going, squeeze from the side and twist to the left.
Yeah.
That's how you get it off.
Yeah. And so. And
no, to the left. Yeah. Fucking bozo.
Idiot. That's why you're a bodyguard and I'm a rock star.
The right tightens it. The left loosens it. For fuck's sake.
Quick to the right, then long to the left.
Yeah. And it will come off.
So you kind of lean to the right, but you shoot to the left.
Yeah. And then off the hat. And then you see this bit of straggly hair, you know.
Like Krusty the Clown.
Well, I don't know what Krusty the Clown
is. So what you're saying is, John Houghton, you're saying you saw Slash with his hat and you thought he looked like Krusty the Clown.
All I'm saying is the contract for a book called Under the Hat, The Real Slash, has just arrived.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea.
Well, it is.
We should do that.
It's a tell-all story.
It's a hairy story.
Yeah.
Hey, get it?
Yeah.
So, I don't know where did we get to this? We're telling the news, weren't we? What was the news? The dealer.
The dealer, man.
There you go.
No one wanted to see Def Leppard. No, everyone wanted to see Def Leppard. No one wanted to see Motley Crue. That's the way around the dealer.
Went.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
And hadn't the dealer struck back in some legal dispute again?
Oh, I've lost track.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just going to go on and on and on, isn't it? You know? I've been in touch. I've sent him a message saying, look, you know, if you want me and Mutt to assist me while...
Maybe the dealer will put a band together.
Call it The Dealer.
Yeah. Or he could. Just, like, you know, get the LA stragglers again. Tracy Guns. Dana Strum.
And get, what's his name?
Mark Slaughter.
No, Brett from Pastor Pussycat. Was his name Brett?
Muscat.
Was that his name? No, Brett, he's a guitar. No, who was the singer?
Tie Me Down.
Yeah. The brilliantly named.
Can you imagine The Dealer's band? Tie Me Down.
On vocals. The Dealer.
The Dealer on guitar. Tracy Guns on second rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
And who's that guy? Mark Slaughter from Slaughter on bass.
On bass.
Yeah.
And who on drums? Drums is a very important.
They'll do a collection of all those songs. They'll do the Dealer's Crew songs. They'll do Up All Night, Sleep All Day from Slaughter.
Faster Pussycat.
Faster Pussycat. Got your number off the bathroom wall. That's going to be good. It's a good band, that. Who would you rather see? Motley Crue with John 5 out of 10, or The Dealer plus Tie Me Down, Mark Slaughter, Tracy Guns. Who should we have on drums?
Well,
who's a good... Tommy Average.
Tommy Average.
Tommy Average on the drums.
That'd be the only band he hasn't played with yet.
Well, he's going to play with
them Tommy now. Average.
Yeah.
And he doesn't change. You know, he still looks exactly...
He's
the same.
No shirt.
Those shirts.
Fringe pants that he wears.
Because isn't he half Cherokee Indian or something?
Is, yeah.
Yeah, he's from the prairies.
Yeah, you don't know where he's from.
He's from a teepee in the prairies.
It's where he's going.
It's where he's going next.
Blew into town.
With the dealer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a really good band.
I'd rather go and see that in a second.
Yeah.
Never mind the Hollywood vampires. Oh.
That's just unbearable.
Give me the dealer, Johnny Depp. That one time I went to Axel's apartment in the infamous occasion that I made the whole thing up.
Yeah.
His phone rang late at night and it was Johnny Depp. But he wasn't Johnny Depp yet. He was in that TV show, 21 Jump Street.
Right.
And Axel's saying to me, it's this kid, he's in 21 Jump Street. Because he keeps ringing me, he's just a huge fan, and he's just so frustrated being in this show, he wants to be in a band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but instead he ended up being an actor.
Yeah, and apparently.
In a wig.
Yeah, in a wig, and now has a terrible beard.
Yeah. So, I think we've sorted out the dealer.
And yeah.
The next new glamorous superstar LA group.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Or, I know, I've got a better drummer. Bobby Blotzer.
The Blots.
The Blots!
Oh, the Blots.
The
yes.
Blots, man.
The Blots.
Now, he could hit things.
Yeah, he could. That would be a great band.
Wouldn't it? The Blots.
The Blots, Tracy Guns, Mick Mars, Tie Me Down, Mark Slaughter. There's a band.
Yeah, see, Mark's... Oh, no, he's
quite funny, Mark Slaughter.
Yeah, no, he's got the right name. I'm thinking of the names. Yeah. Let's get the priorities. So you've got, on drums, you've got The Blots. On guitar, The Dealer.
Yeah. So they could call themselves the Mars Slaughter Group. That would be quite good. MSG. Mars Slaughter Group.
No, I think I should call it The Dealer and His Friends.
That's pathetic.
The Dealer and His Best Customers. Okay, yeah. Needs work.
MSG, Mars Slaughter Group. It's great. It's the marketing's done.
Yeah, but what about Timey?
What about him? He's a hired hand.
He's a singer.
He's a hired hand, as he always is, isn't he?
Oh, wow.
That's what
he
does.
Are you saying Faster Pussycat?
What's he doing? All right, what's Timey Down doing, you know, this year? Fucking nothing, is he?
Probably gigging.
When the phone goes and the dealer's on it.
He's either gigging.
Say, I've put a band together with Mark Slaughter. Do you want to be in it or
not? And The Blots.
And The Blots.
Sell it.
Got The Blots in it.
I've got Guns, I've got Blots, I've got Slaughter.
Now I want you.
Now I want you.
To head it up.
Timey Kangaroo Down.
But you're going to be singing crew songs. That's what you got to know.
Oh, yeah. That's the end of that. Yeah. There'll be no...
You're going to be doing Girls, Girls, Girls.
Which The Dealer wrote.
Yeah, exactly.
Girls, girls, girls.
If he does indeed play the right song... That could be part of the band as well. What song's The Dealer going to play next?
Their new album. You've heard of Unplugged. Their new album. No earplugs.
I don't know. I don't think you...
No. I'm not really on the concept.
You're not really there.
That needs work. Needs work. Right. Yeah. So moving on to even more sensational news. Our old friend Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Now, as we all know, Ozzy, shock horror, announced his retirement from live performance.
I don't think he did.
He did. And then literally like 3 weeks later, it was announced he was appearing at a festival in America.
See,
well, guess
I
what?
I think you're wrong.
Oh!
I think what he said was, I can't tour at the moment. I can't in good conscience hang on to the ticket money any longer.
He didn't say any of that.
He did.
He did not.
He definitely
he said
did.
Retired.
He did not say retired.
He said retired.
Fuck you, dude. No way is Ozzy ever saying he's retired.
Listen.
I'm going
to
read you the story.
I spoke to The Blots.
So I've got it up on my phone.
I spoke to The Dealer and I got it straight from them.
Okay.
Ozzy's out, they said. He's retired.
Ozzy's out.
Oh, Dealer and Ozzy. They could call it The Retirees.
Right,
the
here you go. Here
right?
you go. Right, I'm going to read this to you, what he said, right?
Allegedly.
Okay. Well, I've been working my guts out to try and get back on my feet.
Oh, yeah.
I've come to the point where Sharon says to me, you know what? The truth of the matter is you can't keep booking tours and failing, cancelling. So if I can ever get back to where I can tour again, fine. But right now, if you said to me, can you go on the road in a month? I couldn't say yes. I mean,
so
if I could
officially
tour.
Retiring
if I could
from
tour,
live performance.
I'd tour. But right now, I don't think I can book tours because I don't think I can pull them off. So he's not said he's retiring.
Well, he's just said
next
I'm not
quote,
doing any more tours.
Next quote is directed to Mick Wall and it says, the fucking press drive you nuts. I mean, I looked in the magazine and it said, Ozzy's on his last legs.
Okay.
I'm fucking not dying.
All right. Headline from fucking hell was it from? Somewhere in February 23. Headline, Ozzy Osbourne has announced he will retire from touring. Here we go. NME. Oh, no, that's not right.
Yeah, see.
Oh, no, no, no. NME. Ozzy Osbourne says he would tour again weeks after announcing his retirement.
Do you believe...
Well, hang on. Rolling Stone. Headline. Ozzy Osbourne retires from touring amid ongoing health issues. And then literally... 3 weeks later, he's you know, announced that he's appearing at some rock festival in America. Now, I've got loads of Aussie...
Should I show you these? I don't need to see it. I've just told you what Aussie said. I've told you what he said.
And I'm telling you what else he said.
So
anyway, look, here's the thing.
Hello. Go on.
So he announces his retirement from touring.
Yes.
We've had it on the show. And then next thing he's, it comes out, he's appearing at this rock festival.
The Power Trip Festival.
That's it.
But that's not touring. That's not touring, is it?
Hang on. And then this week, he's pulled out of doing the festival.
He has pulled out of doing the festival. But in his defence...
because he remembered he'd retired.
In his defence, he didn't say he's retired from one-off very lucrative shows, did he? He said he's retired from touring.
That's going to be Elton John's excuse.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not touring. You come and see me. I'm going to play in place X for 3 weeks.
Do you know, if he could, because I don't know if you've ever heard this story, but Sharon's dad, Don Arden, when he managed Gene Vincent, they used to gaffer tape him to the microphone just so that he could get the first line of the first song out. And then he would fall over and they would go, he's ill. And they'd have to get paid in full.
Yeah.
This is Sharon's father. She learned at her father's knee.
So
here's what they should do. They should announce Ozzy for Vegas.
Well, they should. That's exactly what he should do. Because, okay, so he says, as painful as this is, I've had to make the decision to bow out of performing on Power Trip in October. I mean, bearing in mind it's only July, he must... you know, really think he's not in great shape.
He was never going to do it. They got a nice fat advance.
My original plan was... That's what you told me. I disassociate myself from that. I'm only saying
rumours and lies you've been spreading.
My original plan was to return to the stage in the summer of 2024. And when the offer to do this show came in, I optimistically moved forward. Unfortunately, my body is telling me, I'm just not ready yet, and I'm much too proud to have the first show that I do in nearly 5 years to be half-assed. So he's not said that he's not playing. So the band that will be replacing me on Power Trip will be announced shortly. They are personal friends of mine.
Oh, God.
But anyway, the rest of the Power Trip.
Black Sabbath.
Guns N' Roses. AC/DC.
Oh, fuck me. Is it the Phone It In Festival?
Metallica.
Ugh.
Iron Maiden.
And I see that. No, that's different. Because they'll bring a fresh attitude.
Tool.
Yeah. And their new album, Box.
Tool, I repeat. Okay, so this is the bit that brings it home to you. This will bring it home to you.
This will bring it home.
This is the next. This is blabbermouth.net.
Oh, well, it must be true.
So it's obviously better. It was more true than the NME. You said he'd retired.
Not just the NME. Rolling Stone, many other times,
you've been so, you know, delighted to pass on the accuracy of Rolling Stone magazine.
No. Yeah. Lots of other places.
Okay, so...
reputable places. For instance, this pod. But go
this
on.
This past April...
authoritative.
This past April, Ozzy was photographed walking without his cane in Los Angeles. According to Page Six, which is the...
Yeah, I know what Page Six is. I've heard of America.
The 74-year-old singer looked unbalanced as he walked. This is the killer bit. Alongside his carer.
Ah, Sharon.
No.
Sharon's driver.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but listen, hang on.
The guy's got a carer.
Yeah.
He can't go on tour.
He's always had one of those. Tell me his... what was it he said? He was unsteady on his feet.
Unsteady. Yeah.
I could show you clips from the 70s.
He looked unbalanced.
Right? Unbalanced.
Alongside his carer, who picked up flowers during their daytime stroll around the neighbourhood and held them out for Ozzy to take a whiff.
Picked flowers. Ozzy was picking flowers with his carer.
The carer was picking flowers.
Oh, but for Ozzy to smell.
Ozzy to sniff, yeah.
What, do you think he...
No, not...
Is that what you mean?
No.
Was it poppies? It was poppies.
Just out round the neighbourhood.
Round the neighbourhood?
Looking unbalanced.
Can you imagine being in the neighbourhood of Beverly Hills and trying to pick someone's flowers?
Because he was supposed to move back to England, wasn't he? And he didn't do that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah. Wasn't there a whole thing of like, we're moving back to England?
Yeah, I think there was.
That hasn't happened, has it?
No. But these things are always tied into business opportunities, you know. Maybe someone was talking to Sharon about being back on the X Factor or something, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
And listen, we all do that. We have to factor in everything.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, it's no skin off her.
But I saw, I did see a tweet literally this morning from someone I follow and I respect. And
probably Rolling Stone, probably the NME.
Just an individual.
Where Mick Wall gets all his news.
I beg your pardon. Anyway, I'm much fonder of Twitter and authoritative sites like that for my my rock information. Now, listen, I forgot what I was going to say.
I've sat back from the mic, I'm waiting.
I am sitting back from
when I'm
the
like
mic.
When you look at me and I'm like this, back here.
That means you're not listening.
No, it means I'm waiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've forgotten what I was going to say.
Exactly. It's like you're the next one for a fucking carer.
Oh, so this guy tweeted, lovely guy. And because he's a lovely guy, he was like, you know.
This is your impeccable source.
One of them. Yeah. Many, many internationally.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, across the globe.
Yeah.
In permanent contact. Lines buzzing. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so this guy. you keep interrupting.
This is fucking
I'm at
like
that age now where if you interrupt me, I
do you
stop
want me to take
being.
You out? We'll pick some flowers by the hedge.
He did a nice tweet saying, look, you know, Aussie's pulled out of this. I mean, for God's sake, all these people behind the scenes, you know, forcing him to play live, they should just leave him in peace to retire. And I was thinking, all these people. Oh, you mean Sharon?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think in fairness to Aussie, if you know, he likes going on tour, doesn't he? If he could go on tour, he probably would. I don't know, you know, maybe. But the solution, as you say, is something like Vegas. It's a residency.
Yeah, I think Vegas,
where you just sit in your hotel, you get in the lift, you go down in the lift, you're on the stage, you do. Elvis used to do an hour and 15 minutes. He could do an hour and 15 minutes back in the lift.
Back up to your
room.
Suite.
He's happy. Everyone's happy. That's the... You could get old... What's his name?
Tables.
That horrible... Zach Wilde. They could get him to do the guitar. You know.
Zach Wilde. Yeah.
Yeah.
Released back into the wild.
The wild man.
Right. Okay, so I think we've figured that one out. We've come up definitively with the fact.
Well, we don't know who's replacing him yet. Perhaps you could ask your source.
Well, I could reveal, but sadly,
who do you think
know.
It'll be? We think it'll be Motley Crue.
The dealer?
No, who to replace Ozzy on the Power Trip or whatever it's called?
Oh, fuck knows. I mean,
it's going to be Motley Crue. They're the name that's not on there.
Really?
Well, could be AC/DC. Yeah. Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Iron Maiden, they're all touring, aren't they?
Right, so
Tool,
who's missing?
Tool who
Priest?
Who no one wants to see.
Priest?
A priest going to reform for a one-off gig. That's what I mean. It's got to be someone who's ready to go.
Priest are ready to go, aren't they?
I don't know. They've not played, have they? Because they were waiting for Ozzy. I don't know if they kept in shape.
Oh, no, no. I think they knocked that on the head and cracked on.
Did they? Have you seen any news of the Judas Priest tour?
Oh, no, on the buzzing, you know, lines buzzing. Lines buzzing,
yeah,
my friend.
Yeah. I think you'll find.
I think it's time for us to reveal the fact that we are ourselves launching a festival.
Yeah. Festivus, it's called.
It features rock heroes of yesteryear.
Yeah.
Such
a... are there any other kind?
No, but these are real rock heroes that have been perhaps sadly neglected over the course of time.
Yeah.
So, on the bill, we're still working out the headlining act, but on the bill for sure is Paul Di'Anno.
Yeah, in his wheelchair.
Paul Di'Anno's Maiden.
Yeah.
KK Downing's Priest.
Yes.
See?
Yeah,
you're,
I like
you're
it.
You're interested now.
So it's all the bands who've split in half. It'd be the ones out of the choir boys who aren't Spike.
Who are the ones out of the choir boys?
They're still calling themselves the choir boys. That's no, Guy, look, I've explained this to you.
Great. Well, no, we get
Guy
Spike.
Was with Spike. Guy was in the bit with Spike, which is why it was ridiculous. The other people were calling themselves the choir boys.
Okay, I wasn't going to reveal this, but seeing as we're in that area...
You've joined the choir boys.
No.
Wasn't it the choir boys whose drums you kicked over?
No, that was Thunder. I didn't kick them over, I fell into them. Thus ensuing the end of the set.
The set ended at that point.
It really did, yeah. Yeah. I was helping them sing Brown Sugar at the time.
So I think we can guess the set was coming towards its end.
It was encore time, clearly.
Yeah.
And it was a pub in Dublin, so it was important, prestigious show. No, see, what you don't realise, John, is I've had it on the buzzing lines from Spike directly, that he's going to be appearing at our festival with a very special guest guitarist.
Ooh.
Can you guess who it is?
Or is it Marino?
You said that with such hope.
I did. There was
your
hope
eye,
in
your
my
little
voice.
Eyes, imagine, they lit up, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean,
No, Marino the band
he's
and
available.
Lisa are the headlines. No, Spike has gone straight to the top.
Yeah.
Creme de la creme. Who's the creme de la creme, world's greatest guitarist at the moment without a band?
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We've been talking about him pod.
But I've told you.
The dealer!
The dealer's with... I've told you what the dealer
No, that's an
do.
Album. That's an album long-term project. Okay. This is a one-off special.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be once in a lifetime.
I'd see it.
Oh, I'd definitely see
I'd
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who else? You had a couple of guests signed up, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I was saying it's got to be bands that have split in half where they've both tried to retain the name, which is quite difficult. There aren't loads of those.
No, there are. I'm struggling to think.
It was quite K.K. Downing's Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Di'Anno's Iron Maiden or whatever they're called.
Yeah. I don't think they're called that. Yeah.
I did see a picture of Blaze Bailey. He went to the Iron Maiden show, so he's obviously feeling better.
Is he good. Okay, Blaze?
I think so, yeah. I think he's fine. He went to see Iron Maiden because they were playing at the O2, was it? Or somewhere like that.
Did you see I know we mentioned it, but you know you always used to go on about the worst Iron Maiden. They're doing the show.
They should do an album called The Worst of Iron Maiden.
Well, they're doing the show.
Yeah.
Alexander the Great, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I've been reading comments.
18
going,
minutes.
One guy said, I've been waiting 30 years to see them do Alexander the Great. Yeah. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
You'll be waiting another 30 years while they play it.
They're still doing things like Heaven Can Wait. I mean, that was never any good in the first place.
Yeah.
I think the only reason they've got it is that bit where everybody goes, oh, because they all the crowd. And
how
the,
do they?
Yeah.
But they used to do that during, what's that one that goes, oh, the Trooper. They're not doing that one.
Oh, yeah. And.
So they're doing an entire set of songs that have some kind of
Well, they all do, really, don't they? They're doing Caught Somewhere in Time.
Right.
Are they doing
Seventh Son of a Seventh Son? Seventh Son of a Seventh Son.
Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Yeah, you see, that's proper gear.
Yeah.
And then as a guest, out comes the dealer.
Yeah. But the dealer, I mean, they've already got four guitarists. I was going to say, they've already got three guitarists.
But this is the dealer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, last bit of news before we go.
Yes, before we close.
It's just been announced.
Very interesting piece I read.
In
the Times newspaper. It's not the NME. Something stupid. Rolling Stone.
Oh, yeah.
The Times newspaper. You've heard of that.
Paper of record.
Yeah. Yes. The Thunderer, as it's known. There's an interview with the daughter of your old friend, Peter Grant, erstwhile manager of the Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
And, she had an interesting life herself, was talking about her father and so on, and she has a brother. But what was revealed in this interview that I found astonishing...
Oh, yeah.
...or interesting, to say the least, was... seemed that part of the reason she was doing the interview is that she wants to start curating Peter Grant's legacy. And one of the ways in which she was doing that is that Peter Grant bequeathed each of his children, of which there is the daughter who was doing the interview and a son.
Warren.
He had 20% of Led Zeppelin. 20%.
Peter Grant
had 20% of Led Zeppelin. Gave him 10% each. Yeah. So all these
years, her name's Helen.
All these years of old Pagey twiddling the knobs and all the rest of it, 10%, ka-ching, has been going to Helen. And she's now selling her 10%. So I'm thinking, crowdfunder. that's a serious question. How many Led Zeppelin fans are there in the world? Could you crowdfund a Led Zeppelin for the fans to own?
Yeah, but
10% of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, but you'd have so many people. You'd never make any money, would you?
You wouldn't make any... Yeah, but you did. But it's not the... it's not the point,
is it? What? The money isn't the point?
The point is just... you could just fuck with Jimmy. You've got 10%. All of a sudden, he wants to make a decision. Yeah, can you just ring me, Jimmy? Because I've got a percentage. I'd like you to... run that one by me before he's... Because Planty doesn't care, does he? He's made that obvious.
Well, he says he doesn't care, but...
So say Peter Grant's got 20%. So who's got the other percentages?
Well, the artists, presumably.
Well, you presume that. I mean, you're their biographer. I was hoping you'd tell me.
Well, you see, I could, John, but I would be breaking not so much a confidentiality as a blood oath.
But it's just weird to think that these people that you don't know, they've got like this... Hey, who else has got a percentage of Led Zeppelin?
These are the children of multimillionaires.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for Peter Grant, more than Led Zeppelin wouldn't have made all that
money.
Who
else might want to buy 10% of Led Zeppelin? Or will Pagey buy it back? Can he buy it back?
Well, if she's selling it, why can't he?
Well, she might not want to sell it to him. Or she might. She might want to sell it.
She probably will sell it to him.
Well, you say that. On what basis do you say that?
Well, let me recap. I don't mean she probably will sell it to Jimmy Page. I'm saying, why wouldn't she? Why wouldn't that appeal to her? I mean, what does she care?
Yeah, I don't know. She probably doesn't care, does she? In fact, she'd probably think... Well, actually, it's going back to someone who's the guy who looks after it. Which was exactly my point.
But does it...
Because what I'm thinking is, like, John Bonham, right? Presumably he's got a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
But Jason Bonham, who's son of John Bonham, they seem to treat him a bit like the hired hand, you know?
Well,
but he's got the... If he's got 10% of
Let me
bank,
break it down for you. Yeah, here's how it works.
That's what I want you to do.
Here's how it works.
I'm now sitting back from the mic waiting for...
Peter Grant, as the manager,
makes
10% of everything Led Zeppelin earns.
He had 20%.
Did I say 10?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, 20%, sorry.
This is why you're not an accountant.
20% of everything Led Zeppelin earned and continue to earn. So when it comes, obviously no concerts anymore, but the concerts, record sales... probably less record sales these days. Who buys records? But publishing, songwrites, all the rest of it.
See, does he get that?
Yes,
why
of course.
Why does he get that? Why would you give a manager that?
Because he would have negotiated your publishing deal. He would have built up your career to the point where your songs are actually worth
so
something.
So I've got to give him 20% of a song that I've written.
Well, let me ask you, all your books, you have an agent, right?
Yeah.
You've written books.
Yeah.
How much does your agent take of your income?
Yeah, 20%.
Well, what are you fucking talking about then? And when you die, which could be soon, you know, your children will get 80% and your agent will still get 20%.
But well, if the agent dies?
Then the agency gets the money. Yeah. They'll be handling the John Houghton estate.
Come back to me. That's what should happen.
Yeah, but you'll be dead.
But anyway, go on.
You'll be dead. You see? So John Bonham, who was not a prolific songwriter, did get credits on Kashmir and other high-value songs, and he will be making money off that, and Grant will be getting 20%.
Yeah, but John Bonham's... So Grant's getting 20%.
Mm.
They're not still paying him that... If he's got 20% of the band, they're not paying him another 20% of what they get.
No, just... Yeah, 20% on everything perpetuity.
Yeah, but I'm saying he doesn't get another 20%. He doesn't get... Like, Robert Plant gets a load and he then has to give 20% to Peter Grant.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, you're misunderstanding me. There's a whole pot, okay? Imagine a pie chart, right? And it's divided
I met Peter Grant. Trust me, he gets his 20%.
Yeah, no, he gets his 20%. That's what I'm saying. He gets 20% of everything.
Mm.
But what he doesn't get is once Robert Plant gets his 20%, he doesn't get another 20% of that.
Oh,
he's
no,
already
because
got
he's already,
his 20%.
No, he will take his 20% off the top.
So, yeah, exactly. So who's got the other percentages?
John Paul Jones, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant.
And John Bonham, presumably.
Yes, the Bonham Estate.
The Bonham Estate, which is Jason Bonham.
Yes, but
presumably.
Bonham, yes, but Bonham won't be getting as much money as Page and Plant because didn't write the songs.
Yes.
Or not but, all, you know, not,
yeah,
not,
but the bands
not
don't
many.
Always divvy it up that way, do they?
Well, however they divvied it up, Grant would have decided, him and Jimmy Page.
Is Page going to be sitting there going, I get 20% and Peter Grant gets 20%? See, this is what I don't get about the value of things. He's getting 20% off the top, but has he got 20% of the whole thing?
Oh, I see. No, it's 20% off the top.
Because Page is sitting there. Page isn't going to sit there and go, well, I've got 20% of Led Zeppelin. Peter Grant's got 20%.
No, no.
That's not fair, is it?
It won't be that Page has got 20%.
Well, how much has he got?
There'll be 100%. Grant gets 20 off the
this
top.
Is great.
That leaves 80%.
Is there any accountants listening?
That leaves 80%.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm asking you. Who's got that? Who's
the band.
On first?
The band.
Right.
But who was first? Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
You know. Because
so Page and Plant, maybe they've got like 30% each.
And dude, I would take 1% of what Led Zeppelin have got.
Yeah. Well, you can get 1% if you join my crowdfunder. I'm crowdfunding to buy 10% of Led Zeppelin.
It's official.
Who's in?
Can we go to that page now and what do we have to do? Donate?
I don't know. I'm
have to give you
it,
money?
Yeah. I don't know if it's legal.
We have
either.
To give you
I
money?
I don't even know if it's legal at this point. Well, maybe I'd have to negotiate the deal and then raise the money. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know. I don't know what you're talking about anymore because I'm not into money.
Yeah,
I'm like Neil from the Young Ones. I'm not into rape and pillage. I'm into health food and Steve Hillage.
Yeah,
hey, that's words to live by, mate.
Yeah. I'm still.
Yeah,
10%.
I tell you this.
I
you
mean,
put your wallet over there, and I'll show you how it goes. Right, I love you. We've had enough. You have delighted us too much.
We will see you again.
One of these days.
You will see me again.
Mm. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com.
Let's get this dinner party started.
How do I stop this, Fern?